producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Because you're here with me, this is the Good Day program with Doug Steffen. My friend Jennifer Horn is back at the helm.
I know. I apologize if I cough before I make it to the mic button in advance.
No, it's okay. It's all right. All right. Jen's been out all week. So give us an overview of your week. Has it been one big cough and one big hack? And one coughing? Big sweat after another?
Oh, my gosh. Coughing, a fever, all in my chest and cold. And so finally I went to the doctor and bronchitis, and he's like, and I hear your lungs rattling a little bit, so I'm going to give you some antibiotics. Because usually they don't give you antibiotics for bronchitis, but...
So how do you get stuff like this? You're somewhat vulnerable for this sort of thing.
You know,
because
we
don't get enough sleep.
I think so. I was thinking back, and this is probably the worst I've been sick in probably a couple of years. I mean, I'll get little colds and maybe a stomach bug here or there, but a lot of it just has to do with not sleeping enough. And so got to do a little bit more of that, but all you can do is take a lot of vitamins and listen to our program, right, Dougie?
Yes.
Take a little nap during the day.
Yeah. All right,
work
so
on the
top 10...
system.
Talk topics of this past week. I want to get you cued in on some of these things.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm sort of interested in your take on the Pope and Donald Trump, because you're a Catholic, and I don't find it amusing necessarily, but I find it intriguing that Trump goes down that road. And so, as somebody who does really practice well, I wonder what you think about this back and forth between the two. Is it something that is beneath the Pope's dignity? In a sense, that's what I was thinking
about.
Well,
you know, I have a small issue with the fact that the Pope called Donald Trump's Christianity into question, because I don't know if I like that from one of the biggest spiritual leaders in the world. listening to the town hall, did you watch the town hall with Donald Trump on CNN last night?
I did not.
He kind of backed off, and he said, you know, he's like, I revisited what the Pope said, and while I don't love what he had to say, and I disagree with what he has to say about the wall, I think maybe the media has made too much of this, and he's like, I have nothing but respect for the Pope, and he really backed off a lot.
The news media has created yet another scenario just to get people fired up, and it is, it seems, I don't know if nonsensical, but it seems insulting. Frankly,
yeah,
on
I mean,
either side.
He brings up a good point. It's a point that I, you know, thought in my own brain, because I've been to the Vatican. I think you have too, Dougie. Vatican City is surrounded by walls. So, you know, there has to be a couple of things going on here. One, he was in Mexico hearing exactly what the Mexican government wanted to say. I mean, here's the Pope doing mass where there's beheadings and all these drug crimes and death. I mean, just tons of negativity right there. I mean, it's not all roses and rainbows. So, you know, I think maybe he had the ear of the Mexican government, number one. But number two, I think the media gets a hold of something and kind of blows it up. I just know if Jeb Bush comes out and defends Donald Trump against the Pope, when Jeb Bush doesn't like Donald Trump and is a huge Catholic, there's something that's going on in the interpretation of what the Pope said as far as calling his Christianity into focus. I think that was probably... not the right thing, and maybe not even what the Pope wanted to happen.
Okay. So
the message is of love. I mean, you know, don't build the wall, build a bridge. I mean, I get that. That seems what he should be saying.
Well, I have great respect for leadership. I've said many times in this program, we have a really shortage of leadership. I found a few leaders. I'm in Denver today and tomorrow and meeting with leaders of companies and leaders who are from the political world and leaders who are from the military world. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to meet the captain of the spaceship today that is going to next year take off and land on the asteroid. Remember we talked about that earlier in the year, and I sort of found it sort of fell out of my mind. There are three people who are going to be launched. NASA's sending three people out to find and land on an asteroid. Don't you remember that from earlier in the year?
I do kind of remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, so that's going to be kind of scary.
Well, it's not you and me.
You shouldn't tell them that. It'd be scary for me trying to catapult myself onto
I wouldn't be the first
asteroid.
One who said that to him one way or the other. But the point that I'm making is the Pope is a leader, and I think he's one of the best leaders. We don't have a lot of great leadership in the world these days. So if he trips on something, he had a lot to say about the Zika virus, and people thought it was practical because he was talking about birth control, because the Catholic Church is so impractical when it comes to things like birth control. These are the sorts of things that people need to think about a little bit, and that's why I wanted your reflection, because you are, in my mind, a good Catholic girl. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, and Twitter at Good Day. Lots and lots and lots of conversation about the Apple iPhone hack and the refusal of Apple to open them up, which is exactly what I think they ought to do. But the reality here really is, and I talked to somebody who's a military person last night, Apple knows how to do this. The military knows how to do this.
Did you hear
This is a show.
This is kind of an interesting story because it's one that I've changed my opinion on in a course of 24 hours, because when Tim Cook first released that letter and said that he wants to protect his customers, I was with him 100%. As much as I want to know, because the San Bernardino shooting happened very near me, yeah. I want to know what went on. I want to tie together the whole day, so I want to know if there's anybody else that these guys were working with. But after I read the letter and I was with them saying, you know what, I don't want to take away that bit of security that they have. Once you create the key, you can't uncreate it. Then you hear yesterday that Apple's already done this 70 times for the FBI.
Yep.
And that they can actually do this in the course of an afternoon. Then you start
and
to go.
They've also taught people there how to do this too.
Right.
This
so then you start to ask, why in this situation, when there's terrorism involved, is Apple not going to work with the FBI? Why is it now that they're going to fight it? I mean, it seems a little weird on the timing. I've heard something has to do with the operating system, that this operating system is more, you know, it's a more mature operating system, so it's a little different than when they helped the FBI before, but I don't know.
This operating system, at least from what I've heard, is that they don't have the data on their own servers, that it's all kept on the phone, whereas the previous operating systems, I guess it was on their servers already.
See, what I don't understand is why the FBI doesn't hand Apple the phone, watch over it. I mean, obviously, stand guard. Let Apple do whatever it needs to do, suck off all the information with in-house, and then hand the information over to the FBI without having to hand the FBI the code or the recipe for how to do this.
I'm telling you, they know how to do it already.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Why don't they just do it and then hand the information over?
This has captured so much airtime this week. Our poll, by the way, yesterday, are you on the FBI side or Apple's? Here's an interesting reality. 42% said Apple. 29% of you who took the poll at DougStephan.com said the FBI. 12% said, I don't know what this is all about. 10% said, I'm not sure. 7% said, I don't care. 42% being on Apple's side. I'm there. Frankly.
Someone said you should go after the paint manufacturers. The FBI should go after the paint manufacturers, subpoena them to get the information that was said inside the room with the hackers, or that the FBI should go after pharmaceuticals and demand they create a cancer drug.
Okay, so the trending story at DougStephan.com following this suggesting John McAfee, who is one of the virus guys, McAfee, Norton, that bunch, has offered to hack the phone for the FBI. I'll save the day. And again, good
PR
for
him.
Would I let him? I wouldn't let him do my phone, but there's nothing. What do you think you're going to find? Actually, yesterday, I used my smartphone for directions. I'm driving around. I got off the plane in Denver, and I had my directions, and I was there was a very helpful young lady at the Enterprise desk, and when I was sitting in the car, I said, can you help me with my smartphone? So I had the address, and she put it, and she showed me how to do it better than I had been shown before. Usually, if I've only used it with Meredith, and Meredith uses it, and I haven't been taught how to use it, so she showed me how to do it. Bing, bang, boom. I used it twice yesterday to get from one place to another. Didn't make a missed turn. The lady on the phone says, at 100 feet, you'll take a left-hand turn. And I just kind of thought that was cool. So anyway, I'm not about to hack the phone. But yes, I am growing up. 16 past the hour on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hey, you woke up today. Big win. Time for a reward. Right now at Burger King, get 2 hot and flaky croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4. That's 2 croissant for just $4 at Burger King. Piled high with crispy bacon, fluffy egg, and melted cheese. And they're 2 for $4. That's a breakfast deal so good, you may just become a morning person. Get the 2 for $4 crisp sandwich deal today. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic11.com for your free video. That's diabetic11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic11.com now.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington in this hour of the program. We were talking about Jennifer and how she's feeling and not getting enough sleep. So, there is a study that has been released today about sleep. Sleep. It's a word that's always been hard for me. Sleep.
Such a nice word, isn't it?
Sleep. Yeah, rest. So, this is an overview of why too much sleep is a bigger stroke risk than not a little sleep. This is I was at the doctor yesterday. Hello.
You okay over there? Did you fall into a filing cabinet?
There's a guy who's been on the program a couple of times, Fred Grover, who's one of the most famous doctors in the country when it comes to
naturopathic
stuff.
Sure, I know what his call letters are, right?
What?
Fred Red Rover, Red Rover, send Fred Grover right over.
No, I missed that. I'm glad
that.
You're back to make sure you reminded me of that. Yes.
I apologize for my 90-year-old Weezer hack, by the way.
Yes, right. Yeah. Anyway, so Fred gave me this study of about 300,000 people found 7 to 8 hours sleep a night may protect you against a stroke. However, researchers find sleeping more than that could result in the same high risk that if you don't sleep enough. Hmm. So how about that? Yeah. All right.
Make sure that alarm set.
Yeah. Ring-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding-a-ding. 21 after the hour on today's Good Day program. Oh.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it three times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people at my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Twenty-three after the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program with Jennifer Horn and Kara, and you. This is the time of the program, at least in this hour, that we have some fun. Lots of excerpts. People say to me, "Why do you do television audio on a radio program?" Because it's funny and people are talking about it. Hello, ding, ding, ding. The first one comes from. We have three late night show appearances. First one, Stephen Colbert joking about the Pope and his comments about the Donald.
I got to get straight to the big celebrity feud everybody's talking about. Donald Trump versus the Pope. The Pope is in Mexico right now, where he was asked about Donald Trump's plan to build a border wall. And His Holiness said, quote, "A person who thinks only about building walls wherever they may be and not of building bridges is not Christian. This man is not Christian if he has said things like that." Donald Trump wants to build a wall around this country. I wonder where he could have gotten a crazy idea like that. Maybe the Vatican?
Okay.
It's true.
Thank you, Jennifer, for pointing that out. Seth Meyers joking about the Pope as well.
Pope Francis suggested today that Donald Trump is not a Christian because he wants to build a wall with Mexico. Donald Trump responded to criticism from Pope Francis today and said the pontiff will wish Trump was president if and when the Vatican is attacked by ISIS. Though I think what he meant to say was, it's a nice Vatican you got there. It'd be a shame if something was to happen to it. Maybe watch what you say because it's a beautiful place.
All right, but the best video of the week comes from the Tonight Show. Jimmy Fallon faked an injury during the monologue because the Tonight Show has come from Hollywood this week, Jen. Mm-hmm. And so in the old Jay Leno studio. So I don't know how far in we've got, Kara. Let's just play some of this. This was so terrific. The audience went crazy when Fallon faked his injury.
Hillary Clinton had a coughing fit during a speech, and the crowd actually chanted her name as she opened a cough drop. Yeah. She got applause for choking, or as Jeb put it, must be nice. I think I might have pulled something on that last joke. Actually, I'm not sure I can go on. Well, this is the Tonight Show. The monologue has to go on. I need someone to tag in for me. Can anyone tag in? Can you help me out? Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Jimmy, we're talking about the election, to quote a famous president.
Yeah.
Got my first robocall this week. Said, hi, this is Bill Clinton. Can Hillary count on you? Count on me? She can't even count on Bill. Don't drag me into marital problems, pal. On this email. This email problem continues to dog Hillary, but she says it's just an honest mistake. You ever notice the only time people in Washington are honest is when they make a mistake? Why is that? But Hillary says she has been tested. Well, I hope so. You never know what Bill might bring home. Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Well, after his big win in New Hampshire, they say Hillary's team is trying to dig up dirt on Bernie Sanders. You know, you call someone who digs up dirt on Bernie Sanders an archaeologist. But the big decision for Sanders will be picking a vice president. It's important because whoever he chooses is just a prostate away from being the next president of the United States. That's right.
Charlie, this is great.
I know,
what is going on with the Republicans? I watch these debates. Trump attacks Cruz. Rubio goes after Bush. Bush gets into a fight with Trump. Remember the good old days when the Republicans were all united against the poor and the minorities? What happened?
Anyway, an excerpt from the Fallon Tonight Show. It should be still the Leno Tonight Show this past week. 28 after on Good Day.
Being forgetful about feeling regretful is good for your soul. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. How regretful are you? No, I said regretful, not forgetful. Most of us go through the day and don't ponder on our regrets. Others, more women than men, are consumed by so-called repetitive regret. This constant going over and over, why did I do that, on past decisions, can lead to emotional distress and even depression. Regretters tend to fall into two categories, maximizers and good. Good enoughers. Maximizers focus on doing homework, lots of it, so they make the right decision. Unfortunately, if things don't work out, they're devastated. Good enoughers, on the other hand, tend to be content with decisions that are good enough. No biggie if things don't go as planned. Guess which group is happier? The good enoughers, of course. DCOC advice? Being forgetful about feeling regretful is doctor-recommended tonic for your soul. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. You can follow me on my website, drchambersoncall.com.
Do you struggle to fall asleep because there's too much on your mind? Do you wake up in the morning tired and irritable? Help is available. Call for a free supply of Somnipure, the non-prescription sleep aid that promotes relaxation and deep REM sleep. Somnipure is already a bestseller at Walmart, CVS, and Walgreens. But for a limited time, listeners in your area can try a free supply. That's right. Cover the small cost of shipping and handling, and you'll get a free supply of Somnipure. For details, call 1-800-938-1490. Finally, you can fall asleep faster and stay asleep through the night. And with Somnipure, you'll wake up refreshed, with energy for your work, your family, and your romantic life. Somnipure is already taking Walmart by storm, but if you hurry, you can try a free supply. Call 1-800-938-1490. 1-800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Stephen Good Day program with my friend Jennifer Horn. Kara Schill and I have been going through. I'm staying at a place in Denver, and I just happened to go through the drawer here. I haven't been through the drawer in a hotel for a long time. The Book of Mormon is in here. I've never seen the Book of Mormon.
Really?
Have you? Before? No,
yeah,
never.
Of course.
Yeah. Really?
I actually, you know, I have a friend who's Mormon, and one day when she came over for a sleepover, she left it behind with a little note asking me if I'd look through it at least so I could understand her perspective, and I did. I mean, you know.
So I just opened up to Moroni. M-O-R-O-N-I. Chapter 6, verses 1 to 9. I find that interesting.
Well, let
what
him
is
have
the
them.
Comparative? Well, I just, I'm looking. There's the Mormon, there's the Nephi. I don't understand what the character is. You know, you look at, there's a Gideon Bible in here. We all know, those of us who are used to, you know, the different things that we read as kids. I'm just remembering Joshua, Deuteronomy. I always loved Deuteronomy.
Just
mostly because I like saying Deuteronomy. Yeah,
Deuteronomy.
But I don't know, what's the relationship of the Book of Mormon to the Bible?
It's a companion. I mean, it's used in addition to. I mean, Mormons still use the Bible, for sure, the Old Testament especially.
Yep, yeah, no.
Let me ask you this. Are you staying at the Marriott?
I am.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You know how I know that?
What?
Because they have the Book of Mormon in their rooms.
Typically. The J.W. Marriott family are Mormons. That's right, too. I just remember that.
Typically, they have the Book of Mormon in their hotels. There you go. See, look at me all being Maria Trilogy on
ding,
you.
Ding,
I can,
ding, ding.
I know. Yeah. I've got the second.
Well, I'm one
reasons.
Who questions traditional beliefs for sure. I look at some of this stuff and I wonder what people get out of it, how energized they are, how emotionally or mentally propped up or inspired they are by reading some of this stuff. I talk to people all the time who will spend hours reading the Bible and find it very inspiring. As I read other things that I find inspiring, we're all looking for inspiration. And that may be one of the reasons that the Pope's conversation with Donald Trump is playing to a point, because a lot of people find Donald Trump inspiring. A lot of people find the Pope inspiring. And we're so thirsting for inspiration and for ideas and things that will make some sense out of all the craziness that's in the world today. For example, the price of gasoline. The average in America this week, $1.74. There are a lot of places that are around a buck, some that went down below a buck. It seems to be turning cost of gasoline up just a tad, according to Gas Buddy. But compare what we're paying here to what's being charged people. If you're driving a car in Hong Kong, this week you paid $6.69, the equivalent of that, for a gallon of gas. In Monaco, $6.19 for a gallon of gas. Denmark, $5.85. Italy, $5.85. Kuwait, by the way, and the other, but this is the ridiculous side of this. The oil-producing countries, if you buy gas in Venezuela this week, it's 8 cents a gallon. In Kuwait, 84 cents a gallon.
Well, can't you just go into your backyard and grow your own gasoline? I mean, do you even have to go to a gas station in Kuwait? Can't you just tap into your front lawn? Yeah.
So in Kuwait, they're paying 84 cents a gallon this week. Saudi Arabia, 91 cents. Algeria, $1.10. So I'm looking at that's pretty the price, the average across our country, because we have a bigger place, and we are producing a whole lot of oil ourselves, so we're competitive at least. But look at all the people who say, "Oh, this is bad for business." I can't. It's bad for everything. It's bad for the oil business. It's bad for the trades and the unions and the companies that are drilling and looking for new oil sources and for gas and that kind of stuff. But I can't see how this is bad for America. And by the way, looking at some of the stock market stuff, the stock market apparently has turned a corner this week as well. I was just looking at something, and now I can't put my hands on it, that suggests that many of the strong stocks this week were a week or two ago, and now they've turned around. We have a very strong, very, very deep economy, and all the people that will scare the hell out of you. How irresponsible is it? And this is what drives me nuts with all these people that go on these money talk shows, these people that are buying time on radio stations to try to get you to buy into their philosophy. And they're in business and they're trying to get business, and the radio performs well for them in getting leads, that kind of stuff. But for those of you who are awfully scared and who have don't really have a knowledge of all this stuff, and you've gone into your 401k, or you've looked at your retirement, or you've been worried because the stock market isn't performing particularly well since the beginning of the year, just stop it. Just grab a hold of yourself, pinch yourself, and don't listen to these people. The market has gone back up this week, and if you look at the important stocks, whether it's Standard & Poor's, whether it's the Dow Jones, there are three or four good indices. Bloomberg's got a good list. Most of them have settled right out, and they're stable. So don't be worrying yourself about this kind of stuff. And the fact that some of these companies go on the air and scare the hell, especially out of older people. "Oh, we got to look at you. You know, call us today. We'll take care of it." No, they're going to charge you a lot of money. They're seeing an opportunity, and that's okay. But educate yourself as to what really is going on. I know I sound a little over the top of that, but it is.
That's okay. It's always good. Look, even though you're a little passionate about it, it's always good advice to just educate yourself. And, you know, what are you
going
to do? You can't hit the panic button.
Right.
You got to deal with your reality.
Right. Okay. Trending at DougStephan.com. Beside the hacker and the Apple and the FBI, the conspiracy theories abound. I'm going to talk about them regarding Justice Scalia with Uri Geller in a moment, because he's really good when it comes to conspiracy theories.
Do you think there's anything to it?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I absolutely do. Yep, absolutely. I think there are too many questions answered by some flat-footed guy who didn't know autopsy. This guy, this sheriff in this town, he didn't.
Isn't that strange?
Nothing.
Wouldn't you think that would be the first thing that they would do if
that somebody
wasn't?
Would do? And how
I mean,
is he the guy
family?
In charge? Why isn't the feds?
Right.
I'm just saying, on a really
private level, if you or my dad or my mom or someone that I love was sick or that wasn't sick, that just went in and, like, went to sleep and they weren't 100 years old and didn't wake up, I mean, I would ask them questions, I think.
I don't know. Right. His oldest son, I think his name is Eugene, has been around this weekend. He's been talking about how insulting it is to the family to suggest this sort of thing. Nonsense. There are all kinds of things
to do
that
with
could
insulting
happen.
The family.
No, it doesn't. Not at all. I don't know where this guy is. I don't know that much about him. But I know I like Scalia better, and I don't mean this sounds lousy. I don't mean it to sound lousy. But what I've learned about him since he died is a much bigger, broader picture of a human being than what I knew about him and what I focused on with regard to his voting on the Supreme Court when he was alive. I was very angry about his vote when it came to the two issues that I am very much passionate about, the whole business of reforming how we pay for campaigns, and Scalia screwed that up to a fairly well. His vote was the one that was responsible not only for Citizens United, but for the subsequent vote, which basically opened up the floodgates, supposedly under the guise of free speech, so that all these big PACs can be raising millions of dollars to promote a candidate or an idea. It's just wrong. I don't know intellectually whether he knew that or not, but I wrote him off pretty much from my wheelhouse of people I liked after that. And then reading about him and knowing more about him this week, I came back to liking him as a guy. And that's a good lesson because we aren't always what we do. Of course we are. We all are.
You know, it's not just always about the politics.
Nope, it isn't. In a moment, Uri Geller joins us. We're going to talk about the death of Edgar Mitchell and the death of Antonin Scalia with Uri. It's 43 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu.
I've used Blue Emu products for 10 years. They all have deep penetrating emu oil, but now for those hard to reach places, there's Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray, made with emu oil and the same active ingredient as the leading pain relief cream. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray helps with all my joint pains and muscle aches. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Take it from me. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Rite Aid, and stores everywhere.
How big is Rite Aid's Big Point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings. Only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Earn at 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
This report is brought to you by RB. According to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, an estimated 22 million school days are lost each year due to colds alone. Despite the frequency with which children get sick, mothers are underutilizing healthcare professionals for advice on best treatment options. A new survey, released by RB, reveals that mothers nationwide are struggling to treat their children's cough and cold symptoms, affecting both energy levels and focus. However, only 23% of mothers surveyed would consider seeking professional help. The National Association of School Nurses is collaborating with RB on this educational effort to raise awareness. Lawrence E. Flint, MD, pediatric hospitalist and assistant professor, Department of Health Informatics, Rutgers University.
We encourage parents to reach out to their health care provider to determine when it's appropriate to give their child an over-the-counter medication. It's important to be well-informed in order to make the best decisions possible regarding our children's health.
For more, visit the National Association of School Nurses website at www.nasn.org.
45 past the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Uri Geller joins us from Israel. He is one of my pals. He's somebody who's been on this program for 20 years. He always has something to say that is pithy and important. And I wanted to spend a moment talking about Ed Mitchell, the astronaut who passed away, somebody who was very important to you in many different ways. I thought perhaps you would like to, you know, just reminisce for a moment on some of the things that made you and Ed friends.
Yeah. Yes, let me put it this way, a very powerful statement, that without Edgar Mitchell, I wouldn't be who I am, I wouldn't be where I am. He started my career, he gave me the credibility, the scientific credibility, straight at the Stanford Research Institute, where they tested me. Part of the financing was from the American Defense Department, and we became very good friends, we became buddies. So I was in touch with him all the time. When he lost his son, Adam, Adam was only 26 when he died. I met Adam in a hotel in London when I was living there, and it was very emotional, his passing. So I followed, you know, Ed Mitchell through his ups and downs in life. But what is fascinating and even more amazing, the synchronicity, that one of the people who was responsible in financing Noetic Science was a man called John Tishman. Now, you see the name Tishman all over tall skyscrapers, I think in Los Angeles, in New York. John was a builder. He was obviously a multi-millionaire, maybe even a billionaire. And guess what? He died the same week as Edgar Mitchell died. So, without John Tishman, maybe these tests would have not happened. So there you go, synchronicity, which means things are meant to happen. And, it was a big shock to me when I woke up in the morning and heard that Ed Mitch and John Tishman passed away. But no doubt in my mind that both of them, the second they got to the other side, they started exploring that space.
There's a great thought. So what do you make of all of the talk of the conspiracy of, the surrounding stories, shall we put it that way, the passing of Justice Scalia, who's a Supreme Court justice? I'm sure this is something that's ringing a bell all around the world, because these conspiracy theories really do sometimes get traction. And there's a lot of people who think any number of things could have happened. What's your, you're always talking, people are always asking about conspiracy theories. What's your read on this?
Look, I, hear conspiracy theory all the time. And most of the conspiracy theories are far-fetched, crazy, and unbelievable. You know, we're talking about UFOs, extraterrestrial life. But when something of this nature happens, which is very down-to-earth, it's in a hotel room, if I'm not mistaken, a pillowcase, poison, it makes it more realistic to become a conspiracy theory. And I wouldn't count it out at all. So that is my take on it. I would like to investigate everything about his death, because, you know, he wasn't a very old man. Relatively, he was a healthy person. And am I correct that he was found with a pillow over his head?
Well, I don't think it was over his head, but there are people that are trying to figure out what was on the pillow. He was found in repose, actually, Uri, with his hands over his chest, like somebody had just, you know, were preparing to put him into a coffin. He died and he's ready to go to his. And that sort of brought people back. But the people who are there don't seem to be that smart. And that's where, how come this sheriff just says, all right, he died of natural causes, shiv him off. And nobody questions that.
Well, my last words will be that conspiracy theories stay alive. And if this gets bigger and bigger, the federal government will have to investigate, FBI will be involved, and results might be stunning and surprising.
Well, and the other thing with conspiratorial stuff this week, the Zika virus that everybody's talking about down in Brazil, Monsanto is up to that, and they're up to that they're up to their ears in that, and the conspiracy things about what's going in the water, that sort of stuff. So these things keep people going, keep people are thinking out loud what they, and that's better that we say out loud what we think anyway, and that's what I wanted to talk to you about. Uri Geller, U-R-I-G-E-L-L-E-R, UriGeller.com. Check him out, check it out. Good day time, 51 after the hour.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Now, 53 after the hour, Tech Talk time on Good Day. Richard Schemmel is here with his former BuzzFeed contributor. And so as we get to the FBI versus Apple thing, this is what everybody seems to be talking about, Richard. Let's take this apart bit by bit. I have some comments, too, that I want to air from people who are following this and commenting. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Most of these are Twitter comments. So Facebook and Twitter have sided with Apple on the spat with the Obama administration over Apple's refusal to help the FBI break into the phone of the shooter in the San Bernardino. I think this is a big lot of hooey. I think that they have done this. I know they've done it before, and I think this is a show. And by the way, I think the FBI and the NSA could break into this themselves. They've got people that are every bit as smart. We've hired a lot of these people. Tim Cook has indicated his company is going to fight the court ruling. What do we need to know technologically about this? Because they've done this before, have they not? People have gotten into some of these smartphones in circumstances like this before, haven't they? Jennifer, are you talking to me? Nobody's talking to me.
Oh, yes, because I don't know what happened to Richard, but I mean, there's a story out though that says that they've done this 70 times in the past since 2008. What's being called into question now is how advanced the operating system. Maybe that has changed because Apple was able to crack into this with the lower operating system, but the Saeed Farouk was using an iPhone with the operating system 9, which makes it, I guess, what Apple is saying, a lot more difficult to start this process of hacking into these devices.
All right, so Richard, what's your observation here on this?
I think that Tim Cook is grandstanding on this a little. I don't really understand because these black hack hackers can get into phone systems. I don't understand why he's doing this, other than, you know, that they want to show that they're in charge. It just bothers me to no end.
Why does it bother you? I would think you'd be on the side of Apple versus the FBI. Why is it? What is there about
this bothering you? These were terrorists, okay? And the security of the nation is at stake. They could find nothing, but then again, they want to find out where they've been, okay? And
I'm not buying that this is the only way they can find out where these people have been. If they wanted this information badly enough, they could find it. There's something else going on here, and maybe it's there's a story in the USA Today today, the money section, about how this privacy fight is driven by profits. How much money is at stake? How much more is business will Apple do with the support of people who don't like the government and want to buy Apple products?
Well,
I think there's something to be said for that.
On the other hand, you're going to have people that aren't going to buy Apple products because they're not happy with Apple's decision. It's a no-win for Apple, to tell you the truth.
What's their stock down in the last 24 hours? I think that would be something to check. Let me read some of the comments from people that have come as a result of this. Some of our listeners. Bob says, McAfee says he'll solve the immediate problem with the cell phone and eliminate the concerns of privacy critics who fear the backdoor technology could be misused. Unfortunately, the FBI is not interested in this particular iPhone. They're interested in every iPhone. See, people don't trust the government, and they shouldn't trust the government. The government's not to be trusted. Certainly the FBI's not to be trusted. Well, Ben writes, Apple could have easily done this, but with corporations, you're always looking for a new gimmick to sell more products and their stock price, and that's what the story in USA Today suggests. Wendy, what Apple is doing is purely business and has nothing to do with patriotism. Ken writes, apparently the iPhone is more secure than Hillary's servers. Let's play devil's advocate. What if your life depended on the information stored in a phone? Would you want a backdoor? What's the tipping point that you'd think it would be okay to have Apple build a backdoor? Chris, one that should never have gone public. Two, this phone was issued to the terrorists by their employer. I think from now on, some of the functions ought to be disabled so we don't go through this circus sideshow again.
You know, that was one of the interesting elements, guys, is that because the phone was actually owned by the San Bernardino County Health Board, that they've given authorization for Apple to do this. So then this adds another little layer and wrinkle. If the owner says it's okay for you to crack into my phone, does that make it any different? And Apple still says no.
Apple stock is down 1.86 as of yesterday.
Yeah, I would go back. Apple's had some concerns about their stock value, and maybe this is just a way to bolster it. Over the last week or two, there have been some questions, 2 or 3 weeks. All right, Richard, thanks for your input. Richard Schimmel here with us. Tech Talk time on Good Day.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.